Chapter 24. By the time Lexi made it home that night, her stomach was in knots. She'd been able to catch a ride with Cassie again after they'd closed at 5:30. Good thing, too, since her car was still sitting in the retirement center parking lot, kaput. After what had happened with Myra, Lexi was hesitant to call for an Uber ride, and walking was out of the question. The last thing she wanted was to look like a sweaty mess when she met Jack. Things would be difficult enough as it was. As they cruised along in Cassie's car, the air conditioning set on max, Lexi clutched the note she'd written earlier in her hand. Should she give it to Jack first and let her words explain her feelings? Or should she try to act as if everything was fine and let him start the conversation? Her mind was still racing with these ideas when Cassie turned the corner onto Lexi's street. She frowned and peered out her window. "Isn't that Ruth's Oldsmobile?" Cassie craned her neck to look, then smiled. "Looks like it." "What's she doing here?" Lexi frowned. Jack's instructions had been specific. Home at 6, then they'd talk. "Not sure." Cassie pulled her car over to the curb behind the Olds and cut the engine. "Let's get inside." "Wait," Lexi said, more confused than ever. "I thought you were just dropping me off." "Oh, well." Cassie unfastened her seatbelt and opened her door. "John gave me something to give to Jack." "I can give it to him." Lexi got out of the passenger side, her note still in her hand. "No, I need to give it to Jack personally." Cassie tugged her toward the door. "Don't worry, it won't take long." Lexi dug in her heels, her suspicions growing. "What's going on?" "You'll see." Cassie opened the front door to reveal a little party inside. Everyone was there, Nance, Ruth, Ida, Helen, and even John. Sprinkles was in seventh heaven with all the extra people to give her attention and belly rubs. Jack walked over and gave Lexi a quick kiss, wrapping his arm around her waist.
"Welcome home, honey,"
he said.
"We're celebrating."
Stunned, she blinked at her husband a moment. "Celebrating what?"
"I've got a surprise for you in the backyard."
Jack winked. "Why? It's not my birthday." Jack took her hand and kissed her again, before pulling her across the living room and down the hall.
"Maybe just because I love you."
Once they'd reached the patio doors, Lexi was shocked. There, sitting just beyond the chain-link fence in the alleyway behind their house, was a brand new VW Bug. Yellow, just like her old one. Grateful tears welled in her eyes, and she raised a shaky hand to her face.
"Did you mean this is why you've been so secretive these past few weeks?"
"Of course."
Jack pulled her tight against his side and kissed the top of her head.
"Why else? Believe me, this was hard to keep hidden, especially with Cassie and Nance in on it."
Lexi turned to see the rest of the party had joined them.
"Yeah," Cassie said, stifling a laugh. "I thought we were done for when you started asking about the blonde in Jack's office. If you could have seen the look on your face."
Pulling away from her husband, Lexi crossed her arms.
"What about the blonde I saw in your office that day?"
"Oh, you must mean the sales lady, dear," Nan said. "She was nice enough to hand-deliver the contract to Jack that day at the station. I did my best to keep you from seeing her, but it wasn't enough, obviously."
"Why?"
Jack asked, his look quizzical.
"What did you think was going on?"
"I..."
Note still in her hand, Lexi looked away as guilt roiled inside her. Here she was, assuming the worst of him, when the whole time he'd been planning this wonderful surprise for her. She felt like the lowest of the low. Blinking back tears, she lowered her head.
"What about all those late-night shifts you suddenly had to pull?"
"What did you think I was doing?"
Jack gave her a knowing look, his honey brown eyes sparkling with warmth and amusement. She couldn't meet his gaze as hot tears scalded her cheeks.
"That woman was arranging financing for the car, honey. That's it, I swear. Then I had to visit the insurance company to get everything transferred over. The registration was the worst, though. All those hours waiting in line at the DMV. And, of course, I had to have your new ride inspected by my mechanic, too. Can't have the woman I love driving around in an unsafe vehicle.
Jack laughed at the look on Lexi's face.
Did you think something was going on with the sales lady? I would never, ever look at another woman, honey. Why would I? When everything I want is already in my arms.
He sounded so sincere and earnest that her heart squeezed tight in her chest. She'd been so foolish thinking Jack wanted to divorce her, when all he really wanted was for her to be safe and happy. Hot tears streamed down her cheeks now as she smiled through them.
Thank you, Jack. I love you too. And I intend to prove that to you for the rest of my life.
Glad to hear it.
Jack kissed her deeply, then pointed to the note in her hand.
Is that for me? Can I read it?
What? Lexi hurriedly crumpled her note into a ball. Oh, no, this is nothing. A shopping list I made before I left work, that's all. She tossed it into the trash, then wrapped her arms around his neck. Kiss me again, Jack.
Yes, ma'am.
He did exactly that.
Well, this has been a good week all around, Nan said, clearing her throat when things got a bit too heated.
Lexi, cheeks hot, turned in Jack's arms to face her grandmother.
We caught two criminals. Ruth got a new love interest. And now my dear Lexi got a new car.
Ida sighed.
Too bad we didn't find that $4 million coin, though.
Lexi grinned and linked her arms through Jack's and Nan's. It had been a good week. The killer was caught, and she wouldn't miss her old car so much with its new identical replacement. Lexi glanced at the crumpled note in the trash. And now she wouldn't have to stop assisting the ladies in their investigations. That's okay, Ida. Some things are more important than money.